When you listen to that gospel reading tonight, Jesus sounds just a little bit on the harsh side, pretty emphatic. But you know, he's telling us a way of life that can change the world. And we're supposed to be representing that kind of life. But you know, let's look at our society today, not only in our country, but I guess it's become an issue pretty much worldwide, where people do whatever they feel like doing. They feel no accountability to anyone because it's my right. I can do whatever I want to do. I can say whatever I want to say. And if people don't like it, that's too bad. That's their problem. And it seems to me there was a time when that wasn't the way things were. I think we all felt that we had some kind of a sense of responsibility to others, so that our behavior represented pretty much who we are and what we are. And we did care about what other people thought. And it's not always a bad thing. But somehow or another today, the culture that we live in, it's like, I can do whatever I want. I don't have to follow any rules. If you don't like it, that's too bad. It's none of your business. And just the, you know, so we can scandalize people all we want. There was a time when that was considered wrong. We can give a terrible example, and there was a time that was considered wrong. And all those things now we somehow or another in our culture think we can justify because it's my right. What's interesting is if we as Christian people pay any attention to what our Lord says to us, it's a completely different story. Yeah, he said to us, you need to love your neighbor, which means that you want good things for him. You do have to care about him, that you don't just do whatever you feel like doing because you feel like it, and it's his tough luck if he doesn't like it. He said, we're really supposed to do a lot better than that. St. Paul talks about the body of Christ. That he talks about the mystical body of Christ, compares it beautifully to the human body, and how there's room in the body for everything in our body is there for some kind of a purpose. I'm sure doctors could find some things that are maybe not too purposeful, but somehow or another, they're all supposed to have some kind of function, some kind of a purpose, and if everything's working the way it's supposed to, that body's pretty healthy. And so St. Paul uses that image when he talks about the body of Christ, which is us, the mystical body of Christ. That's who we are. And so what we are supposed to be representing here on earth is the living presence of Jesus Christ. That's what we're supposed to be doing. So it does make a difference how we do that. We can't just say to Christ, well, I don't particularly like the way you did that. I think that was a dumb idea. I'm going to do it this way. We can't do that. Because we were baptized into Christ. And when we were baptized into Christ, we pledged our loyalty to Jesus Christ. So the mystical body is composed of all of those who are baptized in Christ. So it makes a difference. You know, we're all members somehow, as St. Paul says, of this body. Some people have an important part, some people not so important, but everybody has a part to play in making this Christ present in this world today. So everybody, what we would consider the most insignificant human being, the most important person in the world, all of them. Everybody has a distinct role, a distinct responsibility to that body and to Christ. So supposing now that we recognize and we acknowledge and we say, yes, I agree to that, that I do belong to that body of Christ. But maybe just for example, say I consider myself the hand. And so one day I decide, well, I'm not going to do another thing for the good of that body that we call the church, this mystical body of Christ. I'm not going to do that anymore. So I'm going to literally cut myself off from that live body, from that growing body, from that spiritual body. I'm going to cut myself off. Well, if you cut your hand off your body is going to suffer as a consequence. You have to make all kinds of adjustments. You may suffer all kinds of irreversible damage. We just don't know. But the body is going to suffer a great deal without that limb. And Christ is saying that's the way it is with the mystical body of Christ. If we choose, we who are members, who have been anointed with that same Spirit that he gave to the apostles, if we choose to say, I'm just not going to do that. I'm just not going to say, I'm going to do exactly what I feel like doing. It's like what I pledged in baptism doesn't mean a thing. So I'm just telling Christ, I don't care about you, and I don't really care about these people who claim to be my brothers and sisters who are part of this body that I belong to. I don't really care about any of them. I will act whatever way I choose to act. And consequently, it's very easy for us to get into that. Because when that's all you hear around you all the time anymore, we kind of say, well, fits me too. But it's not what Christians are supposed to be about. Remember what Jesus said in that gospel tonight? To give scandal that's going to harm somebody, you would be better off if you had a millstone hung around your neck, you're tossed into the sea. That's pretty serious stuff. There's consequences. There's consequences to what, when we make professions, when we acknowledge our belief, when we choose to cast it aside for no good reason, except simply, I feel like it, there's consequences. Nobody knows what those are except God himself. But we do know it does harm the body of Christ. I think I mentioned this to you once before. When I was a kid, growing up in a small town in Ohio, there was one person in town who was divorced. Only one person in town. And everybody I don't know if they stayed away from her because of that, but she was not a good example. She was not considered to be a good example. Of course, over the years, that's all changed now, as it has everywhere else in the world. But things have changed dramatically, but we're still supposed to be the body of Christ. We still bear that same Spirit that he gave to the apostles, that he gave to Moses and the 70 followers of Moses. That same Spirit was given to us. He doesn't go away unless we throw him out. And when we choose to not serve, we essentially are telling him, well, I'm not interested in your stuff anymore. So I will do whatever I want. But we do have an obligation. We have an obligation to ourselves, to our families, to this whole body of Christ. We as a body of Christ have an obligation to this world to transform it. That's our obligation. That's what Christ called us for. That's why he gave us his Spirit, so that we can enlighten the world instead of becoming just as bad as they are, or maybe even worse. So on this particular gospel reading today, it's one of those Sundays, you know, you kind of think, what am I going to preach about? How am I going to, I mean, when you talk about millstones hung around people's necks, that's not too much fun. But then the thought struck me. But we are that body of Christ, and if we harm that body, we are essentially cutting ourselves off. When we don't do our job in the society where we live and work and where somehow or another God decided to place us, We're not doing our job as a church. We're not doing our job as the people of God, as the mystical body of Christ. We are not making Christ present in this world. And that's our mission. That's the mission he gave to us when we were baptized into Christ Jesus. So Pope Francis says to us, you know, he said, we need to be the building blocks of this society. We're supposed to be the building blocks to make it possible for people to change and to transform. He said, we're not supposed to be the stumbling blocks. But when we join and do what everybody else does, because they all can't be wrong, then we become the stumbling blocks. We are the mystical body of Christ on earth. Our duty, our responsibility, our mission is to make Christ present in our world. We do that as a body, like one human body that works in perfect harmony. That's what this mystical body of Christ is supposed to be about on the spiritual realm. We are supposed to make that happen. So when we look, we can't be too harsh in our judgment sometimes of what goes on in the world. Because unless we judge ourselves first and say, what have I done to make it better? Then we know we are acting as a healthy member of this body of Christ.